Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. All set and cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John is engineering the broadcast. Harry Cooper is with us, and we're going to be talking about World War II Germany. We're going to be talking about what happened to Adolf Hitler. And we're going to be talking about Mrs. Hitler. And we're going to be talking about the gold. Where'd the gold go? The loot. What happened to some of the artifacts from Germany that were stolen? And we're going to be talking about some of the generals and the U-boats. Harry Cooper's with us. Welcome, Harry Cooper.
Good morning, Vince. Good to be on your show.
Hey, good morning. And I've got in my hands a copy of your book, Hitler in Argentina, The Documented Truth of...
Really well.
That's great. The Documented Truth of Hitler's Escape from Berlin. You wrote it. There's a picture of Adolf Hitler and Mrs. Hitler on the cover. There's a picture of a U-boat. There's a picture of an airplane. And there's a picture of living quarters.
His estate.
Yep, his estate. And absolutely impressive. And so we're gonna dig into it. We're going to learn about what happened. What happened. And, I got a call this morning from our son. And he mentioned someone's name, and you might know this man. Do you know Ken Alford, the author?
I know the name, and I've seen some of his work, but I don't know the man personally.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can get him to come to the expo.
That would be excellent.
He wrote some books on what happened to German possessions after World War II. Who took them?
Yeah.
And where did some of them go? And he's got his latest book is coming out, What Happened to the Gold? And so maybe we can talk about that, too. And we'll be talking about Operation Paperclip and U-Boat 235 and U-Boat 234 and someone who you have met and I've met and we've talked to, a guy named Bruno who was on the Bismarck.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And so that's what we've got. Yeah, that's what we've got coming up for the next couple of hours. And by the way, I'd like to make the announcement that Harry Cooper will be at the Get Prepared Expo,
yep.
March 28th and 29th. And you'll be able to, if you're interested in getting a copy of Hitler in Argentina, The Documented Truth of Hitler's Escape from Berlin, and get an autographed copy, you'll be able to do that right there at the Get Prepared Expo. And Harry Cooper's going to be presenting a seminar, and he's going to be telling us a lot about World War II history. And you are the de facto expert. Your organization, sharkhunters.com, is the expert organization in undersea boats. So if you're interested, Harry Cooper will be at the expo. Now, I guess one of the questions is, why would we be talking about U-boats, the Third Reich, Germany, World War II, in a broadcast that centers on preparedness? Well, class, you have been taught, and I've been taught, that Adolf Hitler committed suicide at the end of World War II in the final hours, that he committed suicide, and that his body was burned by the Third Reich. That's what we were told. And I have a mental image of a charred body that was allegedly the body of Adolf Hitler, above ground, removed from the bunker, where supposedly, allegedly, gasoline was poured onto him, and he was burned beyond recognition. That's the mental image I have. Harry Cooper, weren't we all taught that?
Oh, yeah. I'm an old guy. I was around during World War II, and I remember that's what we were taught at the end of the war, and that's what we were taught in the history books. They teach that even today. I helped on a DVD that International History Films just came out with a couple weeks ago. And even right on there, they mention something about the war right up to the time Adolf Hitler committed suicide in the Führer bunker. The fact is, though, he didn't. Hitler got away. Stalin knew it. And 3 months after the alleged suicide, which was 30th of April, was the alleged suicide, 3 months later in July 1945, Stalin was screaming publicly that the U.S. and England weren't doing enough to find Hitler. Well, if the guy's dead and you got his body, why are you looking for him 3 months later? Truman knew he wasn't dead. The FBI knew he wasn't dead. There are now some declassified FBI files floating around on the Internet. It was one of my guys that got those files, that found those files and got them declassified about 6 or 7 years ago. This one guy, we call him, we don't use real names with my agents because some of them are in rather sensitive positions. But anyhow, this one guy spent weeks in the National Archives digging into corners that even the archivists had forgotten what was there. And he was finding dust-covered old boxes and finding all these files in there. And he got them all declassed, and we've got thousands of files from the FBI and the CIA, hundreds of them that flat out state they knew Hitler was alive, they knew where he went, and yet we're not supposed to know this. You know, we're too dumb. The government's the only one that got any brains here. You and I are too dumb to handle the truth.
And sometime during this broadcast, we will release some information that is exclusive right now to USAPreparedness.com, and that is Hitler's double.
Yep.
Who was Hitler's double? Can you imagine? Now, you know that heads of state have doubles. You know that they do. Well, so did Adolf Hitler. So we're going to talk about that coming up. And I was talking to our son, just before the broadcast. And my son met you, and I met you, and back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And maybe even after the 90s, at some events. But and we know some of the same people. We met some of the guys who were in Boxcar. You know, the second atomic blast over Japan. We know some of the guys that were on that. I are they all dead now?
Yeah, I think they are. The one I knew most was I can't remember his.
Well, it was Jeppers. Jeppers was there.
Right, but the guy who flew co-pilot, I can't remember. He's from Chicago, but he passed away some years ago. And I think they're all going now. I've got a good friend here in Hillbilly Heaven, Florida, who was a B-25 pilot. And he's just in the hospital now, age 90, and he's not doing so well. So, you know, they're going at an awfully fast rate. But
yeah, that
I think
was
Boxcar. I don't think there's any of the crew left from Boxcar.
Yeah, that was the second
second bombing. Right, the Nagasaki bomb.
Yeah, Nagasaki. And, you know, I was talking to the weaponeer, same as Jeppers, and we're one-on-one, and I asked him if he had any regrets, and you know, he said absolutely not. We ended the war, and he told me that when they were on the plane, he was supposed to arm the bomb.
Right.
On the ground. And he said he
wouldn't. Bombs were, that was my career field in the Air Force, was special weapons. And those early ones, the uranium bomb they dropped on Hiroshima and the plutonium bomb they dropped on Nagasaki, huge, big, monster things.
Yeah.
And unlike the ones that we had when I was in, the navigator would just push a button up front and the bomb would arm itself. These guys had to unscrew a hole in the side of the bomb, run the crush unit in, and then put the detonator piece in there, screw it all back together, wire it up, and hope they got it right. It was kind of the Model T of the nuclear weapon.
Jeffers told me that he was told to arm the bomb on the ground.
And yeah, they had to do that, like I say, they had to do it manually. They had no way to get back there. The uranium bomb that they had that flew out on the Enola Gay, they actually had to have a pit on the island of Tinian that they pulled the bomber over it and raised the bomb up into there because it was so big they couldn't even close the bomb bay doors.
Yeah.
So they had to do that on the ground.
Jeffers told me that he was so afraid that this thing would go off, you know, during takeoff, that he didn't do it.
Oh.
He put in the I guess it would be the detonator, or he connected it in the air because he refused to do it because he thought this thing might go off, you know, on takeoff.
Yeah, that bomb was not the same shape as the uranium bomb for Hiroshima. That one looked like a gigantic bowling ball about 12 feet in diameter, whereas the plutonium bomb for Nagasaki looked like a big fat torpedo that did go up into the bomb bay. But, of course, if it had gone off, he never would have known it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one second he'd be flying along, and the next second he'd be talking to St. Peter.
That's right. So I was talking to my son this morning, and I said, we have a couple documents, and a Martin Bormann document and a Carl Wolf document. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back. And it's really interesting. The Carl Wolf document was about a request to Heinrich Himmler for a general to get divorced. We'll be right back.
Right.
Harry Cooper and SharkHunters.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Harry Cooper's with us, and we're talking about World War II Germany. And I mentioned that we have a document, and it's a Carl Wolf document. And what it really was a request from Carl Wolf for one of his generals to get a divorce. And the letter came back from Heinrich Himmler saying, no way. we're not going to allow this divorce. And
yeah, that was they frowned on that.
Absolutely. And so this was a document that was dictated by Heinrich Himmler. And so we have that. It's an original document. And Harry, one of the things that's really interesting about this, you have been to military shows like the Military Antiques Extravaganza and the Show of Shows in Louisville. Right. And we've seen each other at these shows. You can actually see, feel, touch, and buy, if you want, memorabilia from these massive conflicts. You can buy military memorabilia, documents, medals, awards, weapons, cartridges
from these.
Yes, you really can. And that's where we purchased a couple of these documents. And so there's a lot to be learned from history, and you can actually see at these shows. You don't even have to go to a museum. You can go to one of these large shows. And I've been to many of them, and that's where I met you, and that's where I met, well, some of the crew of Boxcar. And, you know, I got you probably have seen it. You could buy a photograph of the crew of Boxcar and the remaining survivors would literally sign it for you. And I got a copy of a photograph, 8x10, signed by probably three of the guys that were in Boxcar, and I gave it to the junior ROTC class in Virginia because I thought that they would really appreciate having a hand-signed document, not a print, something that was printed. This was hand-signed by the guys who were there. I mean,
right.
It's part of history. And go ahead.
Excuse me, I interrupt a bit. One of our members suggested some years ago that we get hand-signed photos from all our veterans who were in membership at the time, Eric Topp and all the Knight's Cross winners, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I asked all the veterans, American veterans too, including Gene Flucky, who is the most highly decorated American submariner ever in history, asked them to send me one photo of themselves in uniform from the war years, and I would have 100 photos made from that, send the whole batch back to them. They signed each and every one of those 100 photos, sent them back here, and they kept their original. So we give away a hand-signed photo of one of the veterans with each new membership, and we've got a whole list of who all signed them. Guys with Knight's Cross with Oak Leaf and Sword, guys with Knight's Cross with Oak Leaf, Medal of Honor, etc. So, yeah, that way you've got a piece of history. It's a photograph, but that veteran touched it, and that means a lot.
It absolutely does mean a lot. And the reason I can say that is in the studio, my favorite possessions, my most prized possessions, are like your book right here that I have that is autographed, signed by you, Hitler in Argentina. I mean, those are the most prized possessions I have because these are people I know who are experts in their field, tops in their field. And I've got their signature right here in my hands. So, class, if you're interested, Hitler in Argentina, the documented truth of Hitler's escape from Berlin, you can get a copy of this hand-signed by Harry Cooper at the Get Prepared Expo. And I'll have more information on the website this weekend where you can buy your tickets. That information is not up yet, but you go to the shop tab at usapreparers.com and you'll be able to buy your tickets. You know, we're talking about World War II, and we have a friend in common. I don't know if he's still alive or not, a man named Bruno.
Bruno's no longer with us.
Yeah, that's very sad. I remember talking with Bruno, and he was an engineer type on the Bismarck, the large battleship Bismarck. And he and I were talking, just as we are right now, about World War II, and he started reliving right in front of me the attack on the Bismarck and how the Allied troops hit the rudder, and the only thing it could do was go around in circles. We'll talk more about that when we come back with Harry Cooper. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking with Harry Cooper of SharkHunters.com. And we mentioned the Bismarck. It was the largest ship that Germany had built up to that time, along with her sister ship. The Bismarck, just to explain how big this ship was, it was 823 feet long. Fully loaded, 55,000 tons. 55,000 tons. 820 feet 823 feet long. That's more than a couple football fields, right?
About two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half. Almost, you know, approaching three. Mm-hmm. And it could travel at 34.5 miles per hour. This is a remarkable battleship. And it sunk Her Majesty's Royal Ship, the Hood. And the United Kingdom was furious. And they went on a relentless pursuit of the Bismarck. They were determined this Bismarck had got to go. So it was attacked by a torpedo bomber from the HMS Ark Royal, which damaged the steering gear. And so the Bismarck could only travel in circles. And ultimately, it was sunk. And our friend Bruno, who we've talked to in person, was reliving the sinking of the Bismarck. And he was angry. He was literally angry that we destroyed, you know, his pride and joy. Is that how he was?
Actually, because that was before the U.S. was in the war. It was the Brits.
Yeah, the Brits. Yeah, well, what I meant was, the Brits destroyed it. He was angry.
Yeah.
And he was reliving it with me, and I thought that was absolutely fascinating. And, you know, I think, Harry Cooper, I think the men who were involved in World War II were really courageous. I think they were a different breed from what we might see our young children as today.
Yeah, on both sides of the conflict, you're right.
Mm-hmm, that's what I mean. Yeah. Adolf Hitler's double. Now, you know who Adolf Hitler's double was, right?
Yep. One of our agents has been digging and digging and digging, and at 9:24 this morning, I got an update email. We knew the name of the guy, the double. His name was Josef Silip, S-I-L-L-I-P. But that was all we knew. Well, now I've got a two-page-long email, and I don't think you want me to read it over the air because that would be the end of your 2 hours. But it's going to be in the next issue of our magazine, so anybody who wants to join Shark Hunters will see it in the next issue of the magazine. But I'll give you a little thumbnail here. This just came out of my number one agent, we call Bizarro, and this was just declassified, not by official sources, but by the, how do I say this, the Shadow Reich, which is still alive. It was just declassified in December, 3 weeks ago. And Pizarro met with an old agent in a very good, he says, in a very good tapas bar on the Calle Cave Baja, where there are many good bars and restaurants. But in the beginning, early October 1942, the SS Gestapo headquarters in Breslau, which is today Warsaw. Incidentally, Gestapo, for those who don't speak German, that's a shortened up term. Gestapo is short for Geheimstaatspolizei, which means secret state police. Anyhow, in early October of 42, the chief officer there, a guy named Dr. Sharpwinkel, found this guy that looked exactly like Adolf Hitler. His name was Josef Silip. And turned out, as they did some digging into it, and found out that the family Silip was a very large family in Austria, and they were related on a very thin shoestring to the Hitler family. You know, not close relatives, but so anyhow, they brought this guy in, and Dr. Sharpwinkel held the rank of Obersturmbannführer, which is the same as a lieutenant colonel, And so they sent him to Berlin to the top Reichssicherheitsamt, in other words, the Reich's Secret Service Office, under General Rattenhuber. And this guy was trained to look like Hitler and talk like Hitler and act like Hitler. And he was the one that took Hitler's place in the Führer bunker. Now, as you read in my book, which you've read the book, I assume, Hitler was ready to stay in Berlin and die with his generals or whatever. But Martin Bormann, by that time, was the power behind the throne, and he wanted to keep the Reich alive, and he needed Hitler as a figurehead. So the guy who sent me just almost everything that's in the book, a 114-page-long, single-space typewritten letter, a guy named Don Angel Alcazar de Velasco. He was a German agent working for the SS in the Führer bunker, and he saw Hitler forcibly drugged under orders of Martin Bormann and removed from the Führer bunker. And he met with Hitler again in 1952. Down in South America, all that's in the book. Something we just learned about a month ago, also from Pizarro, from 23 April 1945 onward, the war lasted for about another, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever, Hitler did not sign any more orders from the 23rd of April onward. All the orders then were signed by Martin Bormann. And according to Don Angel, Hitler was removed from the bunker on the 23rd of April. So it all fits together, and we've got this confirmed. As I say, we've got tons of documents from the FBI stating flat out they knew Hitler got away. One of our members who's now passed on, who's a retired U.S. Navy captain, he spent his whole Navy career in ONI, Office of Naval Intelligence. And then he went into the NSA and retired finally. He flat out said, yeah, we knew Hitler got away. He said the first thing we'd grill any new capture on up until the mid-50s was, where is Hitler? So they knew where he went. And here in this country, when I tell people that Hitler did not die in the bunker, but he got away and lived out his life in Argentina, people think I'm nuts because everybody knows he committed suicide in the bunker, but yet down in Argentina, when I talk to people down there, they think I'm nuts because they all knew he got down there. I was in the little town where his estate was. You saw the picture on the front of the book. And I spoke with some of the SS yes. officers who were still living there at the time. They never said it per se, but one guy who was about 60 years old, we used his boat to get to the estate because you can only get there by water. And as we were walking up toward the building, which is now empty, he's walking along goose-stepping with his right arm in the air, and I asked him, what the hell are you doing? He says, I know who lived here. And I said, yeah, how do you know that? He said, I was a kid, and I lived here. My father was the caretaker, and I lived on this property, so I know who lived here. And with that, he put his right arm in the air and went goose-stepping back to his boat. So anybody who believes Hitler committed suicide in the Führer bunker on 30th of April 1945 must have gotten a big surprise a few weeks ago when they expected a fat guy in a red suit to come down their chimney, because it just ain't so.
Harry Cooper, you know, we really were brainwashed by the educational system. I mean, all of us. I remember reading a book about Adolf Hitler when I was in elementary school. I purchased it at one of those book fairs that we had in the library, and I was fascinated. And we were all told that he and Eva Braun, his wife for a very, very, very short time, committed suicide.
Yeah.
And
she was his wife for 12 hours, if you believe the story. But actually, she was his wife until he died in 1963, and his widow after that. And as of 2002, we know she was alive, which she would have been 90, and maybe lived some years after that.
You know, there are mementos that we could buy from World War II, and I have one piece of Eva Braun's silverware. And it has an EB logo, you know, on it. It's a like a large soup spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it because I thought many, many years ago that it would increase in value. And would I rather have Federal Reserve notes or would I rather have that? And I'd rather have that. So I ended up buying that. You know, I don't know if you know Toby Jaffe.
No.
Toby, okay, he had for sale, he's a friend of ours, he had for sale a large, it looked like a pizza serving piece, and it had a swastika in the center of it. So, and he would say that, you know, when he has friends over, he'd say, well, let's have some pizza, and he'd take out the pizza, and as the pizza disappeared, you would see a large swastika in the center of this piece of silver, you know, round silver pizza serving dish. And it was used by the Third Reich. So yeah, there are some very interesting pieces that are available. And
yeah, there's so much
my favorite is,
history there that is just being lost unless people like you and me keep it alive.
Yep, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Harry Cooper's with us, and we're talking about World War II, and we're talking about Adolf Hitler, Eva Braun, his wife, and what happened to him after the war. You know, a lot of us were told that he committed suicide. Well, you've just heard that that is not the case. So, why are we talking about this on USAPrepares.com? Because we've been lied to, and you really need to ask yourself questions when you hear the news. When you hear the evening news, the nightly news, when you read news stories, there's a lot of disinformation, there's a lot of misinformation, and frankly, there are a lot of lies. And very simply, the economy's doing great, right? You believe that? It's not in my neighborhood, and I'll bet it's not in your neighborhood. So the reason that we're doing these kinds of stories about history is we've been lied to over and over and over, and you need to be able to ferret out the truth. Now, I know that when I learned that Adolf Hitler committed suicide, I thought, why would he do that? Why would Adolf Hitler, who commanded the attention of the entire world, and if there was any name that was more known than any other during that era, it would be Adolf Hitler's name. Why would someone that well known, who commanded that much respect from the entire world, why would someone like Adolf Hitler commit suicide? And why would he want the woman who he was madly in love with to commit suicide? It made absolutely no sense. And frankly, I doubted it from the time that I learned it. But there wasn't enough information that I could find to tell me otherwise. And if I said to anybody, I don't believe it, they'd say, you're nuts. Isn't that true, Harry Cooper?
Yeah, the vast majority of the sheeple are programmed to ridicule anybody who comes out with historical facts that does not fit the mold.
Right.
We got lied to even before the Hitler suicide story. We got lied to from from the get-go on World War II. Why? Who started World War II and why? You ask just about anybody, and they'll tell you Adolf Hitler started World War II because he hated the Jews and because he wanted to be the ruler of the world. And they still teach that. My daughter's in her master's program now, and when she was in high school history, that's what they were teaching, the same thing. And the fact is, it just ain't so. He wasn't against the Jews. A good friend of mine who's now passed on, God bless him, Helmut Schmuckel, was half Jewish. He was a commander of U-802. He was a commander of a German U-boat, and he was half Jewish. Another guy, Helmut Rosenbaum, don't get much more Jewish than that. He was commander of U-73 that sank a British aircraft carrier. I was in a Jewish veteran cemetery over in Germany, a whole cemetery full of Jewish veterans who fought for the Reich. So why did Hitler start World War II? Actually, he did not. Up till World War I, for centuries, there was no such place as Poland. It had been partitioned away. Well, after World War I, the victorious Allies drew some lines on a map and said, okay, here's Poland. It had been German. It had been East Prussia. It had been Pomerania. And German families had lived there for many, many generations. They had homes, they had businesses, they had farms, etc. And in the last 2 weeks of August 1939, some 450,000 ethnic Germans were forcibly kicked out of what was then Poland, and about 49,000 were massacred by Polish military and civilians. Hitler had to send the troops in to protect German people. And that's what got the war started. There was a fellow also in Florida who wrote a book, Polish Atrocities. And just the pictures you see in there just make you sick.
Harry Cooper, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And let's talk more about who started World War II when we come back for hour number two. And after that, there's two more hours of Harry Cooper on the Bunker Files with us. That'll be this afternoon from 2 to 4. We'll be right back.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.